We have two scripture readings this evening, both from the New Testament. First of all, we're going to read from the Gospel of John and the chapter 19, and then read from Paul's letter to the Corinthians and the chapter 15. But first of all, we read from John chapter 19. We have John's account of the story of the cross and the crucifixion of Christ. John chapter 19 and the verse 25, we read, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head, and gave up the ghost." And then just a few verses from the book of 1 Corinthians and the chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And from verse 55, almost at the end of this chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the verse 55. The apostle writes, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And again, we look to the Lord to add a blessing to the reading of his word. We read there in verse 57, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Can we just still our hearts, please, in a word of prayer as we come to the word of God for this evening. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for all that has taken place already. And our Father, we thank thee for thy presence with us. Lord, now as we come to thy word for tonight, we ask, O God, that you'll come upon us, come amongst us. Lord, speak to all of our hearts tonight, we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the victory that we remember tonight especially. Lord, we pray that tonight our thoughts might be taken to a place of an even greater victory. Lord, we pray that tonight you'll bless thy word. And Lord, we pray that through thy word that every heart will be spoken to and challenged. To hear and answer prayer, continue on with us now. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen. 100 years ago this very day, the battlefields of Europe fell silent. The bloodshed and the loss of life throughout the 4 years of the First World War came to an end. At the start of 1918, however, things were very different. Germany, as the oppressor, was very much in a very strong position. And it looked that she was going to win the war. They launched the Michel Offensive in March of 1918, which pushed the Allied forces back beyond the old Somme battlefield. And the withdrawal of the Russian forces from the war greatly helped the German cause. However, their plan for a quick victory soon failed when Britain and France counterattacked with great force. Now, Germany was no longer strong enough to overcome the fierce resistance of the Allies. Despite a number of different offences against Britain and France, hoping to gain momentum before the impact of the American soldiers had on the war was felt. These German offences, however, were not as successful as they had planned them to be. The loss of life on the German side began to take a great toll on their forces. Their armies were depleted, and their soldiers were now exhausted. And the leaders of the German army sent word back to their government to end the fighting. They knew that they were never going to win. But despite this, the German Navy was ordered to sea on the 24th of October to battle with the British. However many of the German soldiers rebelled and refused, and soon there was mutiny in the ranks. And on the 4th of October 1918, the Germans asked the Allies for an armistice. They called for a ceasefire, a cessation of hostilities. And negotiations were opened then with the Allies in the French town of Compiègne. An agreement was eventually hammered out. And then eventually on the 11th of November 1918, the guns fell silent. The war was over, and the Allies had gained the victory. After 4 long years of military battle and warfare, the hostilities ceased. It was, of course, a day of great victory, a day that is marked year after year at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. It marked a watershed in Europe. It was a turning point in the world. It was to be the war that would end all other wars. That, of course, was not to be. And tonight we give thanks to Almighty God for that victory. And tonight we honour and we salute the memory of those who died in the First World War and in all wars since, those who gave all that we might have our freedoms tonight. Those who went at the call of duty to defend our liberties from the tyranny of German oppression. After years of battle and bloodshed, the victory was gained at last. And as we bring this service of remembrance to a close this evening, I want us for a few moments to turn our thoughts to another place of victory. I want us to turn our thoughts tonight to another place where a battle was fought and won. This battle, however, is different. The victory secured there is different because it was a final and a forever victory. It was a battle that never needed to be repeated. Blood that never needed to be shed again. I want us tonight to come to a place called Calvary. That place that we read of in John's Gospel, chapter 19. A place where we see the brutality of man, but a place where we also see the love of God. John tells us and says to us that greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. That was certainly true of the soldiers who went to battle and gave their lives in the two world wars and in all subsequent conflicts since. But in a far greater way, it is true of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who laid down his life on the middle cross at Calvary. At Calvary, at the cross, while it was a place of death, it was also a place of great victory. Because on the cross, Christ cried, "It is finished." You see, the victory over sin, death, and hell had been attained. And in our scripture reading tonight, we read those words, "But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." As we think of this victory tonight, I want you to see the meaning of it. The word victory there in verse 57 has a very definite meaning. It means to entirely overcome. It means to utterly destroy. Paul isn't writing here not about a partial victory or a temporary victory, but he's rather writing about a full victory, a permanent and unchangeable victory. The ending of hostilities on the 11th of November 1918 led to another peace agreement called the Treaty of Versailles. It was supposed to officially mark the end of the war. It was a very important peace treaty, led to the formation of the League of Nations, a coming together of nations and an agreeing that there would never again be war in this world. why the League of Nations had some initial success, yet it was powerless to overcome the rising power again of Germany, especially under the Third Reich of Hitler. Eventually, Germany withdrew from the League of Nations. The Second World War ensued. And so that peace agreement that was to secure peace for all time was broken down. The victory of a past conflict was only a temporary one. It didn't last. However, the victory which Christ attained at Calvary was permanent. He gained victory over sin. He conquered sin by his death and by his sacrifice. You see, the problem was the problem of sin that we are all born with. By nature, we are born enemies to God, born in our sin. And that sin problem needs to be dealt with. And it was that very problem that Christ dealt with at the cross. Because tonight, you see, the Bible tells us that there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. No man, no preacher, no pastor, no confession, no church, no creed, no baptism, no good works can ever deal with the problem of sin in our lives. It took the death of Christ on the cross to deal and to secure an eternal and an everlasting victory. And notice that those words in verse 57, thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory. You see, the victory that Christ gained from sin was a gift to us from God. Christ's victory tonight is our victory. We stand in the victory of the cross. He gave His Son to save us from our sin. He gave His Son to die on the cross that we might enjoy and experience the victory over sin in our lives. You see, if we are ever going to be in heaven, if we are ever going to be where He is tonight, then we need to come to that personal experience of victory over sin, that victory that cannot be wrought by anything that there is in us, or anything that there is in you, or anything that there is in any church. That victory can only be wrought by faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave His Son to be our Savior. Oh, tonight, don't rely on your own good works or anything that you have, because there is no salvation apart from Christ. There is no final, full victory from sin apart from Jesus Christ. And tonight, therefore, you need to turn from your sin. You need to be honest before God and acknowledge that sin. Turn from it and by faith receive Him alone. And enjoy this victory that He has secured. That sin that separates you from God can only be dealt with by the cross work of Jesus Christ. That sin which keeps you out of heaven can only be dealt with by the atoning sacrifice of Christ on the cross. Those men and women of the First World War gave their lives, gave their all. They gave their lives for us to defend our freedom. But God gave His Son that we might enjoy freedom and pardon from sin. God gave His Son to be our Savior. Because no one else and nothing else can take away that problem of sin in our lives. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You see, tonight you can know God's peace and God's pardon because of His victory. Maybe tonight you've struggled with the things of this life. Maybe life has dealt very bitter and hard blows to you, and you've tried many things And you've turned to many people and turned to many places and to try to gain the victory over that problem in your life. My friend, tonight I urge you, turn your life over to Jesus Christ. Because it's only through Him that you will know this victory over sin in your life. None but Christ can satisfy. Turn your life to Him tonight and enjoy and share in the victory of the cross. He is no disappointment. You will never regret coming and giving your heart and life to Jesus Christ, because the victory He gives is not only secure, it's also satisfying. There is the meaning of this victory. That leads us then to the mediator of this victory. The verse talks about it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the continuation of thought. It's through a mediator. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. No one else can save you. No one else can turn your life around, no matter how well-intentioned people may be. Only Christ can save your soul. One of the five solas of the great Protestant Reformation is Christ alone. Christ alone. It's not Christ in the church. It's not Christ in your own good works. It's not Christ in a creed. It's not Christ in a confession. It's not Christ in your baptism. It's only Christ. Let me ask you, therefore, what is it that you are depending upon for salvation? What is it tonight that you are depending upon to get you to heaven? If you're not depending on the finished work of Christ, then you're on very, very shady ground. Christ, speaking of heaven, said of Himself, "I am the way." He's not one of different options. Christ tonight is not just one of a number of possibilities that you could get to heaven. Christ is the only way. The only way that your sins can be forgiven is through Jesus Christ. He says, no man cometh unto the Father but by Me. It's Christ. Christ alone. Many soldiers fought and died in the battlefields of Europe. Many brave men and women, our own security forces in our own province, paid the ultimate sacrifice, and we thank God for them. And we remember the duty that they paid and the service they paid to our nation and to our province. And many names are written on many memorials across our land. You see, when it comes to the victory over sin, comes to the victory of Calvary, there's only one name, and His name is Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sins. Do you know Him as your Savior? Is He your Savior tonight? Have your sins been forgiven? Have your sins been pardoned? Are you saved tonight? Have you made that preparation that is necessary? The hymn writer says, "On the golden streets of heaven, all men hope to walk someday. Yet so many are not willing to accept the living way. But while others build on good works, or opinions, if they may, hallelujah, I'm depending on the blood." What are you depending upon tonight for salvation? Where is your faith tonight? I trust and pray that if tonight finds you out of Christ, that this night you will come, leave behind your sin, and by faith receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only mediator. Whatever else you may be depending upon, if it's not Christ and only Christ, then you will never know this victory over sin. Finally, this evening, there is the message in this victory. What does the message of the cross tell us? Well, first of all, it's about praise to the Lord, but thanks be to God. The glory of the victory of the cross belongs to God. As a nation, we remember the victory 100 years ago today. How much more we need to remember the victory of the cross and praise God for that victory. Thank God tonight that He so loved you and me that He gave His only Son to save you and me from sin. There's praise in this message. But there's also a plan in this message. What is the victory of the cross all about? Well, it could be summed up in one word: gospel. Gospel. The good news that Jesus died that we might live eternally. Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. Christ came to give you a new life through the victory of Calvary. That's the message of the cross tonight. That you need not die in your sins and go to a lost eternity in hell forevermore. The message of the cross tonight is that you can know through faith in Jesus Christ, repentance of sin, turning from your sin, you can know forgiveness of sins tonight. You can know God's pardon. You can know His peace. You can walk out of this meeting tonight on your way to heaven. That's the message of the cross. The gospel tonight doesn't promise us a life without worry or problems. But the gospel tonight does promise us God's pardon and His peace. You need not die without Christ, because tonight He stands ready to save you. He has secured that peace. He has gained the victory tonight. And you can know that victory if you were to come to Him. Put your all in Him tonight. George Ellison was a career soldier. He always wanted to serve his nation in the army. And he readily signed for the war in 1914. He served many battles, served in many places, he fought on many fronts. And all throughout those 4 years of the war in which he served, he did so without any major injury or harm. But while on patrol near the Belgian town of Mons, George Ellison was shot dead by a German sniper. And the real tragedy was that he died at 9:30 a.m. on the 11th of November, 1918, 90 minutes before the war was declared, he died. The agreement had already been signed. The peace was already in place. It just hadn't been published. He died having survived so many other battles. He died on the cusp of victory. He died with peace in view. He was so near. Yet, he perished. He was the last soldier to die in the World War. So close to victory. So near. Yet he died. Today, his grave faces that of the first soldier, John Parr, first soldier to die in World War I. George Ellison died when victory was in sight. My friend, to you tonight, victory is in sight. The victory can be yours tonight. You can know God's peace, His salvation. You can enjoy and experience the victory of the cross. You need not die in your sin, because Christ has secured through His own work on the cross that victory, if you will but come to Him. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You need not perish tonight because of the victory that Christ has gained and Christ has secured at that place called Calvary. Will you come to Him tonight? Will you trust Him alone for salvation? And as we honor the memory of those who died in the world wars and subsequent conflicts, as we thank God for the victory that He wrought for us as a nation 100 years ago today, may our minds, our hearts, our thoughts be taken to that place of greater victory, a place called Calvary. He cried out, "It is finished." There's nothing more that you need to do. Christ has done it all. Will you come to Christ tonight? Thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts tonight. We'll turn in our order of service again, please, to our closing hymn. Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When others, helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O abide with me. After we sing this hymn, can I ask you, please, to remain standing for the benediction? And then immediately afterwards, we'll sing the national anthem. We sing all three verses of the national anthem, and they are printed there for you on the back of your order of service. We'll stand after we get the introduction to sing this hymn, this closing hymn, and then remain standing for the benediction and the national anthem, please. Let's stand to sing. eternal God and our Father, this evening we thank Thee for the victory of the cross. We thank Thee, Lord, tonight for that victory that was won there at the place called Calvary. And Heavenly Father, we pray that tonight that You'll be pleased to bring those who are still out of Christ to that place of victory. Lord, we pray that tonight You'll defeat the power of sin and Satan in lives. And Lord, we pray that tonight You'll bring lost to Thyself. We thank Thee for the gospel. We thank Thee, Lord, tonight for that power that sets men free. And Heavenly Father, we pray that tonight sinners might be set free. Our Father, we pray that You'll bless. Now, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen. The Queen.
God save our gracious Queen, long live our noble Queen, God save our Queen. Semper victorious.
Again, we want to thank you all for coming this evening to the special service of remembrance. We invite you to stay behind for time of fellowship. Go through these doors and up the stairs. Coming up the stairs, there's room available for you in here. Please do stay behind. If you're not able to stay, I'll go to the door and shake you by.